case number 10,081, Andrew C. and Kim E. Biasato, south of Route 363, southeast of Marina Park Drive, being lot 8 within Plantation Park Marina Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Megan Hudson from Susan Weidman's office, here with the applicant, Andrew Biasato, who's requesting a variance from the side yard setbacks on the subject property. As you can see from the application filed along with the survey, the property is zoned general residential, which pursuant to Chapter 115, Article 6, Subsection 42, Item A, the side yard setbacks are 10 feet. And looking at the survey head-on the right-hand side, the rear corner of the house is 9.5 feet from the side yard setbacks, and the front side is 9.6 feet from the side yard setbacks. A certificate of occupancy was issued in 1993, and the applicants purchased the property on August 18th of 2011, and I have some pictures that are marked on the back with a view of the property.
Okay.
And addressing each of the factors, there's a unique physical condition to the lot as the lot itself is narrow. You can see from the left-hand side on the east side of the home, in the front and the rear, it's 10 feet from the side yard setbacks. And on the right-hand side is 9.5 and 9.6. There's an exceptional practical difficulty due to the narrowness of the property. On the east side, it is 10 feet, and on the subject side, it's 9.5 and 9.6. And again, a certificate of occupancy was issued in 1993. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity, as given the narrowness of the lot and as the property's already existed that way since 1993. A variance is required for the reasonable use of the property and the continued use of the property as a home in a general residential neighborhood. The applicant has not created the difficulty. The home has been there since 1993, and the applicant purchased the property as it stands in August of 2011. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It looks like other homes in the community. It's existed this way since 1993, and granting the variance won't affect the neighbors. The property's already been developed, and it's been that way for 18 years. The variance will not impair the improvement of the adjacent property, as the adjacent property is already developed and has existed that way. It will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The property will continue to be used as a home, as it has been, in the area that's zoned general residential for that purpose. It's the least modification possible that we're asking for, which is the 0.5-foot variance on the rear and the 0.4-foot variance on the front corner. And the variance is necessary because there's no other way to bring the property into conformance with the side yard setbacks. Therefore, we request that the board grant the variance for the subject property.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the shed on some sort of permanent foundation?
It's not. And I believe there was a permit issued. The shed.
I couldn't find a permit.
It wasn't
for the shed.
Wood. Okay. But it's not. Is it on a foundation?
It's on wood.
It's on wood.
Can you have him come up and be sworn in?
Sure.
I don't think he was at the outset.
Stand up there in front of Mr. Roth.
Your name and address, sir.
My name is Andrew Biasato. My permanent address is 3123 Wilmot Drive, Wilmington, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. And so the question I asked you, and you can certainly answer, is it on some sort of concrete or block permanent foundation?
No.
Any reason that can't be moved?
No, and it's I'm planning on tearing it down this spring.
Okay.
It's a tin junky shed.
Okay. So you wouldn't have any objection if the board granted variances just for the house and not for the shed then?
Yes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 1088, as I don't believe it altered central character of the neighborhood as it's been there for some time.
have a second to that motion?
Can I ask Mr. McCabe if he would amend his motion just to limit the variance to the dwelling and not the shed, since the witness or the applicant indicated it wasn't necessary?
So,
all right. Thank you. Mr. Hutton.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,881 for the dwelling only. And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.